Chapter 10, Getting Projects Under Control. Chapters 4 through 9 have given you all the tricks and methods you need to clear your head and make intuitive choices about what to do when. That's the horizontal level, what needs your attention and action across the horizontal landscape of your life. The last piece of the puzzle is the vertical level, the digging deep and pie-in-the-sky thinking that can leverage your creative brain power. That gets us back to refining and energizing our project planning. The need for more informal planning. After years of working with thousands of professionals down in the trenches, I can safely say that virtually all of us could be doing more planning more informally and more often about our projects and our lives. And if we did, it would relieve a lot of pressure on our psyches and produce an enormous amount of creative output with minimal effort. I've discovered that the biggest improvement opportunity in planning does not consist of techniques for the highly elaborate and complex kind of project organizing that professional project managers sometimes use, like Gantt charts. Most of the people who need those already have them, or at least have access to the training and software required to learn about them. The real need is to capture and utilize more of the creative, proactive thinking we do, or could do. The major reason for the lack of this kind of effective value-added thinking is the dearth of systems for managing the potentially infinite amount of detail that could show up as a result. This is why my approach tends to be bottom-up. If you feel out of control with your current actionable commitments, you'll resist focused planning. An unconscious pushback occurs. As you begin to apply these methods, however, you may find that they free up enormous creative and constructive thinking. If you have systems and habits ready to leverage your ideas, your productivity can expand exponentially. In Chapter 3, I covered in some detail the five phases of project planning that take something from the idea stage into physical reality. What follows is a compilation of practical tips and techniques to facilitate the natural informal planning processes I recommend. Although these suggestions are all based on common sense, they're not followed nearly as frequently as they could be. Put them to use whenever and as often as you can, instead of saving up your thinking for big formal meetings.